K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wiggs. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you. I praise you and I give you all the glory, which is through your name. Father God, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. Spirit of the living God, I ask that you will move by your spirit and move by the anointing, for truly the anointing destroys every yoke. God, I ask that you will heal, deliver, and set the captive free on this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, meet every need that is before you, O God. Lord, I thank you and I praise you and I give you all the glory, which is to your name. Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you please turn them to Psalm, the 45th chapter and the 7th verse. That is the book of Psalm 45 and verse 7. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it reads as follows. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic today is the oil of joy. People of God, when you keep God first, he puts on you an anointing of the oil of joy to which nothing can stick. You are like a non-stick baking pan. Many times disrespect will come and people will say hurtful things. But the good news is that you have a non-stick anointing, my God. You can let that go and it will slide right off you and have no effect. You could be offended when your coworker leaves you out and they play politics with you. But you have the oil of joy and you can just let it go. When someone is rude to you, you can give them a piece of your mind, but like that non-stick pan, it slides right off. You can go on and you can enjoy your day. This is your reminder that until you get in the Word, learn the Word, begin to speak the Word concerning anything that comes your way, you will continue fighting with more than you should. I'm not saying that you won't have the battles. I'm saying that the battle is the Lord's. I'm saying you're fighting when Jesus wants to give you the victory. The battle is the Lord's. So it doesn't matter what they say about you, how they come against your character, how they lie on you, how they discredit you, it will come off. It's just like a non-stick pan. It will just fall on off. Because do know this, the anointing on your life attracts attacks. It attracts jealousy. It attracts lying. It attracts deceit. It attracts everything what the enemy throws at you. Because why? The anointing on your life intimidates the people around you. And you got to remember, it's not the person, but it is that spirit within them that they cannot Take the anointing, hayariyoboshe, that is on your life. So when someone lie on you, or when somebody disrespect you, or when somebody come at you, it just comes right on off, because God has given you, my God, to thee, the oil of joy, so that it would not affect you. People of God, we have to learn that the battle is the Lord's. You are carrying too much of baggage. You are carrying too much of things that really does not make any sense. You are carrying the load. You need to learn to put all of that foolishness and all of that junk down. So what if they talked about you? So what if they lied on you? Continue to praise God. Continue to give him the glory. Because the more they talk, the more God is elevating you. I always say this, when a person talk about you, that is free advertisement, getting your name out there. Whom, my God, to thee, because that makes people wonder, what type of person is that? Come on, hear somebody. But we need to learn to accept it, because you know what God has called you to be. You know what God has called you to do. So I'm telling you, stop carrying all of that junk. Stop carrying that and put it down. Give it all to God. You have to keep on striving. And when you come from the spirit of striving, then you are thriving. You are thrusting into what God has called you to be. You are thrusting to get deeper and deeper in the things of God. On Sunday, we was discussing that God wants us to go deep. So in order for us to go deep, we have to be empty. Come on here, somebody. Because God cannot fill us when we are full of junk. He cannot put no more in us when we are filled with jealousy, with hatred, with unforgiveness, and with everything that is not of God. God wants us to go deeper, because we have him in a box. We are putting limitations on God when our God, not the God that I serve, have limits. He do not have any limitations on him. We put limitations on God. So I'm telling you on this morning, give whatever that is bothering you, give that thing to God. And allow the oil of joy, for to saturate you in this season. Let Jesus do what he is famous for. Amen. Remember, the battle is the Lord's. It's not yours. It's his. Oh, glory to God. It is his. My God. Oh, Lord, I thank you. People of God, We were not created to hold on to offenses. We was not created to hold on to disrespect. We were not created to hold on to hurtful words. Keep yourself oiled up, okay? Now, you want to know, woman of God, how do I keep myself oiled up? By allowing the word of God to saturate you. Speak the word. Live the word. Allow the word to penetrate your spirit. Come on, hear somebody. And once you continue to allow the word to penetrate you, come on here, you get to learn how you can fight off offenses. Fight off disrespect. Fight off hurtful things. I've never seen so many sensitive saints of God in this hour. When someone come up against you, you are ready to throw in the towel. That is what Satan wants you to do, to throw in the towel. Yes, this is a process because I had to get through this. When you open up your heart, come on here, somebody. Somebody know what I'm talking about. And when you open up your ministry, come on here, somebody. And when you open up things that God shared with you and you share with them and come back and been betrayed for no reason at all. Look at Jesus. I'm going back to Jesus and how Judas betrayed Jesus. Jesus taught him. Jesus walked with Judas and Judas walked with Jesus. He was like his brother to him. But jealousy and greed overtook Judas to betray him. Yes, we have been betrayed. But the thing is, you don't allow the betrayal to overtake you. You don't allow the betrayal to sink you deeper. But you don't allow the betrayal to bound your praise. Thank you, Holy Ghost. But you praise. You thank God for the betrayal because guess what? You just got higher in God. God just taught you something. You just passed the test. Hallelujah, Jesus. The next time that something happens that could upset you, you take a new approach. You say, Father, thank you that I've been anointed with the oil of joy. And I'm going to stay in peace. And I'm going to focus on my goals, knowing that you are fighting my battles. That's the attitude. Once you get the oil of joy, you have an assurance that you ain't fighting no battles because every battle belongs to him. Because that's what the enemy, that is his main agenda, to come and steal your peace, to come and steal the oil of joy. Come on here, somebody. But you got to counteract him with the word of God. You have to tell God, God, sanctify us by your word, for thy word is truth. You got to tell him to teach us to trust and speak your word. And you have to say, for it is living and it is active and it performs your will. The word of God performs God's will for your life. Come on, hear somebody. So I want you to continue to live and be saturated in the oil of joy. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you for the anointing. But most of all, God, we thank you for anointing us with the oil of joy. That is like a protective coating from offenses. Oh, God, continue to sanctify us by your word, oh, God. Oh, my God, continue to move up on us, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you there. Lord God, we can let go of the negative things that come our way and that it will slide off of us, God, that we would not take no offense to it, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. And Lord, we praise you right now. For Father God, I declare this prayer because we know, God, that you are fighting our battles. And Father God, we will and we shall stay in your peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. I want you to stay in your word. I want you to speak the word. And I want you to know that the word is truth. And it shall do exactly what it is sent out to do on your behalf. For it is living and it is active. And the word performs God's will for your life. Well, if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. And please visit my website, www.patriciajwilliams.com. So until next time, remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. Be blessed.